from sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Meir Simcha ben Leah, and for Simcha ben Echagitel, they should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. We're continuing our series of shiurim on tefillah. We're learning the tefillah of La'olam mi'adam yirei shamayim b'seser of agaloi, u'mode al emes v'dover emes b'lvav v'yashkin b'yomar. So we spoke about the idea that a person has to have yirei shamayim b'seser, meaning in the realm of his knowledge, his understanding, and also by galui in the realm of deed, it has to be expressed in deed. Umode ala emes, we said, means that he admits that there are certain levels of spirituality that he hasn't yet reached a full understanding of, and yet he should still be mode that it exists, there are things beyond him. But also v'dover emes b'lvavo, he should speak truth in his heart. He should also follow the hasagas that he has, the understanding, the concepts that he has. And first thing, he should get up and he should say in the morning, don't wait. Now we're up to Ribon Kol HaOlamim. Lo al tzidkoseinu anachnu mapilim tachanuneinu lefanecha ki al rachamecha harabim. Lo al tzidkoseinu, not on our just righteousness, we place before you our supplications, rather on your great mercy. So we say, Master of the worlds, it is not on our tzidkus that we are relying, but rather on your great mercy. Says Maran Rav, what's pshat ribon kol ha'olamim? Funny way to speak, ribon kol ha'olamim. We also call Hashem ribono shel olam. Why kol ha'olamim? All the master of all of the worlds. Kishehinenu nigashim, says Maran Rav Kook, lefaret et ha'cheshbon shel tzad ha'shafel shelanu l'umat ha'tzad ha'gavua v'ha'na'ale shelanu, anu mochachim lavo lidei ha'kara pratit shel olamim b'tor chativot miyuchadot sheyesh hevdelim shel madrigot namuch v'gavua lo kefi ma she'enyanim omdim b'shorsham ha'achduti. When we approach and try to make a cheshbon of our lower side in contrast to our higher side, we have to come to a specific recognition of worlds as independent units that have differences of levels, higher and lower, and not as it stands at its united root. Then we would say, Ribono shel olam, the master of the world. So at the root, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world, because there's achdus between all of the various worlds. But here, when we say Ribon Kol Olamim, that's an our madrega of recognizing the differences in the worlds of Kabbalah, and the spiritual worlds, the mystical worlds. There are various madregas. You know, there's Olam Yitzira, Olam Atzilus, Bria, Asiya, millions, billions of worlds, Nefesh HaChayim, all this farm. Talk about the Olamas. So God is the Ribon Kol HaOlamim, as we view them in our limited scope of not having, not sensing, not realizing the Achdus. Umitoch Hestaklut Hazot Hinenu Mitzitzim B'Chavot Shel Mala V'Romemut Yotzer Kol. And from this perspective, we are able to peek into the honor of above, of God, and the exaltedness of the Creator of all. And then we contrast this, God's greatness, God's exaltedness, God's sublimity, we contrast this with the lowness of man. And we call out with holy fear, Ribon Kol HaOlamim, Master of all the worlds. ומתוך שאנו באים מתוך הפירוט שמביאנו לידי החשבון של זהירותנו לידי הגודל הפנימי של חלקנו באלוהי עולם השם, אנו מרמזים את היסוד הגודל כל כך שבא מתוך ההשקפה שסוף כל סוף אלו אדון עולם הוא ריבון כל עולמים כולם, שבכללותם הכל מתאחד והכל מתעלה, וסוף כל סוף על ידי הגודל ואור הקודש יתעלה גם כן כל מה שהוא זעיר, ויתקדש גם כן כל מה שהוא חולין, והמחשבה הזאת מתאמצת מכוח הרעיון של כישורם של שני הסוגי יראת שמיים, הסתר והגלוי. When we come and make this cheshbon of our smallness, of our very low state of spirituality, and we realize what a great portion we have in the God of the worlds. So what we're really saying is, first of all, that we're very small, and that there are many, many olamas. And what are we compared to the olamas? But at the end of the day, the Adon Olam, the master of the world, the Ribono Shel Olam, is the Ribon Kol Olamim Kulo. He's the master of all the worlds. And at the end of the day, B'klalus, everything unites, everything is elevated, and everything small is going to be sanctified, which means even us, even we're going to be sanctified, even we're going to be connected to that Ribon Kol Olamim. So the Olamim enables us to view our smallness, because there's so many worlds. And what are we? We're just all the way down here. We're so low. We're so far away. But mitzad sheni, all of these worlds, all of the Olamas are all Makushya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are as well. And that's going to elevate us. That's going to sanctify us, even in our low state of affairs. And this thought is strengthened from the idea of the connection of the two types of Yiras Shemayim, the Seser and Galui. So when a person has Pnimistik, again, Yiras Shemayim, this recognition, Yira Re'iya, that God is watching, God is aware, God is involved, and that expresses itself also indeed, that helps us appreciate that, yes, He's the Ribon Kol Olamim, but ultimately we have a connection to this Ribon Kol Ima Kol Mitached Basof. But in the meantime, we have to appreciate our smallness. So we continue. Lo al tzidkotenu anachnu mapilin tachanunenu lefanecha, ki al rachamecha harabim. It's not our tzidkus that enables us to come before you, but rather your great mercy. Zeu klal gadol lechol tfilot shanu mitpalalim, shehem tachanunim, rachamim v'tachanunim, she'enam yusadim al tzidkotenu klal uchlal. The big rule is that all the tefillahs that we daven are supplications, rachamim v'sachanunim, and they're not founded at all on our tzidkus. Ki kol tzidkas hanevra'im halo hi mukbelet ve'alula lishinuyim uli yiridot ve'atfilah hi miyusedet leromem otanu lematzav elyon lematzav sheyesh lo rak etrumemut ve'lo hashpalah. Rak aliyah ולא ירידה, מצב שהוא רחב במרחבי יה ואין בה שום צמצום והגבלה, נחלה בלי מצרים. הרחב פיך ועמל איהו. The tzidkus of all of the creations is limited, and it's given over to a lot of changes, to ups and to downs. And tefillah was founded in order to elevate us to a higher state, to a situation where we're just raised and we're not lowered. There's only an aliyah and there's not a yerida. A matzav that's very, very broad, that has no tzimtzum, that has no narrowness, that has no limits. A nachala b'li mitzarim, this inheritance without limits. Harchev picha v'amaleihu, open your mouth and let me fill it. Ve'al ken ein hapalat tachanuneinu yichula liyot al tzidkotenu. And therefore, the placing down of our supplication cannot be based on our tzidkus, because our tzidkus is a limited tzidkus, and the purpose of tefillah is to bring us to a place without limits. So how can we use our tzidkus, which is so limited, to bring us to a place of tefillah, which is unlimited? So therefore, when we're coming before God in tefillah, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it has nothing to do with our tzidkus. It's just God's mercy. It's rachamim v'sachanunim. That's why we say, anachom apelin tachanuneinu lefanecha, ki al rachamecha rabim. It's your mercy. Our supplication is asking for your mercy. Why? Because we're so low and we want to become to a state that we're elevated. How do we become elevated? By breaking through all of our limits, all of our boundaries, all of our tzimtzumim. Open up your mouth, harchev picha v'amaleihu. Open up your mouth and I'll fill it, whatever you ask for. That's without limits. Man has to feel that he has no limits. The only way he can do that is by not relying on his tzidkus. Seder, he learned. He learned a daf today, why didn't he learn two? He learned two, why didn't he learn 12? He did chesed, how much chesed did he do? And how much was he lishma? And how much stagev tztaka, but how much did he give? It's always limited. Our meisim are always limited. So we don't want to come before Hashem with meisim. We want to reach and we want to break all the boundaries of Gashmias and get to the highest place in Ruchnias. So therefore for that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arachamecha Arabim. Umizeh ba ashba'a shekol atztakot kulan shelanu einan ela drachim she'anu mitkarvim al yadam lehabia et ha'tochen ha'elyon lehitkarev lerachamav harabim shel ribon kol olamim שכל אור וכל חיים, כל חסד וכל ברכה, כל טובה וכל ישועה, מהם הם נובעים. And from this comes the bounty that all of the tzidkus that we have are just ways that through them we come close to expressing this higher elevated idea of God's greatness. And that enables us to get close to the great mercy of the Ribon Kol Olamim. That all of the light and all of the life, all of the chesed and all of the bracha, all of the good and all of the salvation come from this Ribon Kol Olamim. So, lo al tzidkatenu anachanu mapilim lefanecha lefanecha ki al rachamecha harabim. It's not our tzidkas. Because we want to get to a place of without limits. So therefore, if you want to get to a place without limits, go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamecha Rabim. And we have to have tzidkas also, that helps us maybe get closer. But ultimately, our tefillah is based on Rachamecha Rabim. And now we get to something that really puts a Jew in his place, makes you feel good. You know who you are, what you are, where you are. And if we would internalize this, I think most of the world's problems would be solved instantaneously. Ma'anu. Mechayenu, mechasdenu, matzidkenu, makochenu, ma gvurotenu. What are we? What are our lives? What is our chesed? What is our tzidkus? What is our koach? And what is our gvura? What are these six ma's? Anu, chayenu, just say, manu, what are we? We're nothing, gornish, weiter. Say no. After manu, we say, mechayenu. What's our lives? What's our chesed? What's our tzedakah? What's our koach? What's our gvura? So these are obviously six distinct, disparate categories. And here, Rav Kook, as always, I'm saying, this is a book. It wasn't written by a human being. It was written by a malach. The malach just happened to have had a body. But Rav Kook was far beyond anything imaginable. So let's see. Ha'afsiyut shel kol notzar b'hiyoto nechshav lemetziut b'fnei atzmo ba'al ha'kara b'shishat tzedim. The nothingness of everything created, who is considered a reality in and of itself, is recognized in six different ways. Ha'echad, etzem hamahut, shehu ayin ve'efes. The very essence, which is nothing. The mahut is ayin ve'efes. Why is our mahut ayin ve'efes? We are something. Why are we nothing? Ki ein l'shum nivra shum emda atzmit klal zulat chefetz haborei hamikayem oto. Because nobody created has any personal standing outside of the desire of the Bore who gives him life. So without God we don't exist. So ma'anu. Ma'anu. Without God, in a second we cease to exist. Our bodies, our souls, we're nothing. That's ma'anu. Mechayenu. Hasheni, category number two. Hargashat hamahut shelanu. שיאפשר כלל שירגיש את מציאותו למציאות מוחלטה מאחר שהמקור שממנו נובעת הרגשתו זו היא עצם מהותו והרי הוא דבר שאינו ראוי כלל מצד עצמו לשם מציאות ואיך תוכל הרגשתו במציאותו שהיא התיאור הראשון המהות של חיים להיות נחשבת להרגשת מציאות. When we say, what is our lives, mechayenu, we're talking about feeling our mahus. First we spoke about the etzem hamahus, that in essence we are nothing because we only exist because God wills our existence. Now we go further and we say, yes, but I feel my mahus. I feel my metzius. Then we say, okay, you feel your life, you feel that you exist, but what is that worth? When you know that at the root, at the essence, we're really nothing. We really only exist because of Hashem. We have no independent reality. So, mechayenu. Mechasdenu. Hashlishi, hi afsiyut haratzon lahashpi atov. כי איך תוכל שאיפה של חסד והטבה להיות מיוסדת במציאות כזאת שאינה כלל מציאות באמת? Number three is the nothingness of the will to be משפיע טוב, to do good. Because how can you say that we have a שאיפה to do טוב when we don't exist? We're not a Metzius famous. So you're right, we do chesed, but what's our chesed? We have this ratzon to do chesed, but what is that? What does that mean? We're nothing. So it all goes back to the roots. So you get above the roots, you get to the branches, but you have to see, okay, they're branches, they're fruits, but where does it come from? It comes from nothing. From us, we're nothing. Independently, we're nothing. That's mechasdenu. It's all Hashem. It's the root of everything. So this, any feeling of gaiva a person has should be gone first thing in the morning. Matzidkenu, harivii, category number four. B'tvar ha'efshaurut ligashem et ha'chefetz ha'tov. שזהו דבר הנותן איזה הערכה חשובה למצוי ואיך נוכל לייחס איזה ערך לאפשרות היכולת לגשם את הטוב ולהגדירו שיש אפילו את השאיפה של ההטבה בעצמה אין לו יסוד קבוע. So the צדקנו, this is חסדנו, צדקנו is חסד, is the שאיפה to do חסד, and צדקנו is the actualization of the חסד. But since the very שאיפה, the desire we have to do חסד, is based not on ourselves at all, we have nothing independent, so how can we feel good about it? How can we feel like we accomplished something when at the root of it is nothing? We are nothing. So matzidkenu, makochenu, hachamishi, hamshachat hagashum vehapoel shel hatov shebevadai אין לה מקום, מאחר שאין מקום אפילו להתחלת המפעל, מפני חוסר הבסיס של המציאות לכל מצוי מצד עצמו, שהרי שהכל כלא נחשב זולת אור בורא כל, המופיע במציאותו של כל נמצא. So number five is the continuation, the makochenu, of the actualization of the good that has no place, because it doesn't even start, because there's no basis in reality, mitzad atzmo, because besides the light of God, we don't exist. So the makochenu is a hemshech of the tzidkenu. After we have this first act of tzidkus, the beginnings of good deeds, now we want to continue being active and being successful and doing. Yeah, but at the root, we're nothing. So who are you besides the Or Hashem? We're nothing. Hashishi, hu heyader ha'yicholet, what does Magvura say, no? Heyader ha'yicholet la'amod neged kol meharis ha'metziut u'machriva. She'en makom li'yicholet zot she'teitze al ha'poal. מפני כישלון הכוח שיש לכל מצוי מצד עצמו. What's our gvura to stand up against anything that tries to destroy the mitzvahs? Because there's no place for this ability to be expressed, because we have no koach. What's our gvura against all around the world? So these are the six madregas. Shisha tearim. Me'anu neged afsiyut hamahut. Who are we? What are we? Corresponding to the zeroness, to the absolute nothingness of our essence. Mechayenu neged afsiyut hargashah shel metzut shelanu. Against the contrasting, going against the zero, the nothingness of the feeling of our mitzvahs. The essence of our reality is nothing. And then if we feel it, that's also nothing, because it's not based on reality, on fact, on true existence. Mechazdeinu neged choser abasli shel ha'shifa letov. That we have no basis for desiring good. Matzitkeinu. What is the tzitkus that we have? Neged choser koach ha'migashemet atov. Shukoach hatzedek lumat koach hachesed sheinyan hashifa mitzad atzma. The mitzvah chesed and the tzedek is the chesed is the sheifa to do good, the desire, the striving. And the tzedek is the actualization. That's also nothing, since it's not based on any has no roots in concrete reality. And then kochenu is negative shavut shalam shachat hatov, drawing out more good. And magvuratenu, what gvur do we have to stand up against all those powers that try to destroy the good? And all we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me continue. We say, Ma nomar lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'elokei avoteinu. What can we say before you, the Lord our God, and the God of our forefathers? It's interesting. We just said a lot. We said, Ma'anu mecha'enu mechazdeinu matzidkeinu makocheinu magvuraseinu. We said. So what do you mean, what can we say? We said. Mari dekehara, I'm saying, I'm willing to bet that 99.9% of Jews daven and push it. Saying this is who pays much attention to Olamei Hadam anyway. This is just like in between brachas and Pesukei Dezimra. But to think, what does it mean? We just said Ma'anu Mecha Yenu Mecha Zdenu, etc. Now we say Ma'anu Ma'al Lefanecha. What can we say before you? Ma'yudik. Writes Rav Kook, In kol ha'artza'ah harishona advar ha'afsiyut shel ha'mtziyut, halo yafshar klal lahagdir et hadvarim bishum bitui. After all that we said, we're still not saying it properly. Ki tiktzar ha-safa melachil et ha-afta'a shel ha-header ve-ha-efes. Because our lips are so limited in their ability to express our nothingness, our complete state of being absolute zero. And we're no metzias. V'chol ha-bituyim, and all of these expressions that negate us, do not at all express the depth of our lacking. Elshem simanim chalushim l'rameza l'machshava. They are very weak, shvach, traces and signs that allude to the thought that we have. Shegam he lo tuchal etfos et tatom ha-regine shel yafsut shel ha-metziut mitzad etzmo b'chol milo'o ve'omko. That even the thought cannot completely encompass and perceive the abyss of the emptiness of our nothingness, of the nothingness of our reality, with all of its fullness and depth. So we say, after all that we said, manu malafanecha, everything we say is so inadequate, the inadequacy of human expression when facing the great divine light, when we realize that we're pasha, we're nothing. Halo kol agiburim ka'ayin lefanecha. Te'ur ha'gvura mitzuyar etzlenu b'chozek mitziut. When we talk about gvura, we mean a strong mitzius. V'nimtza sh'agiburim sh'em mele'im otzma nechshavim l'chizkei ha'mitziut. So it comes out then that the strong people who are filled with power look like they have a strong mitzius. Aval ma'u chozik mitziutam legabei ha'mitziut ha'amitit. But what's their mitzius? When we talk about the true mitzius, gvura shel mala, sh'rak hihi ha'mitziut ha'nechona, v'zulata kol ka'ayin u'kulo nimtza. But compared to God, compared to the gvura of Hashem, what is it? It's nothing. Ve'anshei Hashem k'lo hayu, we say in the tefillah. And those men of a great name are like nothing. Afilu anachnu moridim et ha-metziut ha-mamashit shanu mitzayrim ota b'gvura shekvar nitbarer lanu shu ke'efes v'ka'ayin lecha ha-metziut demyonit shemetziut Hashem shel anshei Hashem shademyon yesh lo makom letzayer lo metziutam b'harchava v'nei amidat zichronam ba'olam meshech zman aroch. אבל גם כל תוכן של המציאות הציורית והדמיונית הזאת מתאפסת לגמרי כשהיא מתארכת נגד המציאות האמיתית של המצוי המוחלט ברוך הוא. What are we adding? After we say הלא כל הגברים קין לפניך, that's enough. All those who are strong look like they have power are really nothing before you. So what are we adding? We say that those people of a name, of a great reputation, are like nothing. So even if we remove true mitzias, because the gibarim have no true mitzias, but at least there's a mitzius demyonis. In our imagination there's a mitzius. All these famous people, all these great people, look at what they did, look what they accomplished. And we remember them, they're in the history books. We remember them for such a long period of time. People are still talking about them. Anshei Hashem, look at Tichveis, look at Thomas Edison and Benjamin Franklin and all these people. They're so important. In our mitzius ha-demyonis, in our imagination, they're really, really important. That's why we're still talking about them, we're still thinking about them. But the truth is that all of the reality of this, of all of the content of their mitzvahs, of their reality, which is just in our imagination, in the pictures of our mind, also becomes nothing when we compare it to the true mitzvahs, which is God, the Matzui HaMuchlat Baruch Hu, the Anshei Hashem Kalo Hayu. These Anshei Hashem are like nothing. That there's no true reason, there's no concrete reason, there's no foundation להערכה של זכר השם אשר לאנשי השם גם בראשית צמיחת שמם שהוא הזמן אשר פעלו את המפעלים שלהם שעמהם נקשר שמם ומילא אין שום ערך להמשכת שמם. Even at the beginning they were nothing, even when their name was getting out there, even when everybody was talking about them, when they made their inventions and when they accomplished their great deeds, even then they were nothing. Because without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're nothing. He's the true Matsui, and everybody else is just, what are we? Everything, every breath we take, every move, every thought we have is only Koach Hashem. Without Hashem, we have nothing. So when we think about the root of everything they did, it's also nothing. So you're right, we're still talking about them 100 years later, 200 years later, 500 years later, but compared to the Borei Olam, they're still nothing. Therefore we add Anshei Hashem Kolo Hayu. So not only in true reality are the Giborim Kain Lefanecha, but even in our Mitzius Demyonis Mitzius that we think they're important, that's all based on a mistake. because compared to the Borei Olam, it's really nothing. Just because they impress somebody doesn't mean that they're really so impressive. So B'siyata Dishmaya, we would like very, very much to continue, which we will do when we're to Hashem. Hashem Yitain Et HaKoch V'et HaMoach B'li Neder V'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu. And in the meantime, we should all be Zoche L'Lmod U'L'Lamed L'Shmor V'L'Azos V'L'Kayim is called Divrei Samu Taras V'Yahava, and not Chas V'Shalom to misunderstand the words of the Rav and think that his point is to make people feel bad about themselves, but Adarabba, to make people appreciate the greatness of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, to remove any little traces of gaiva that we may have, and through that, to make us appreciate our greatness. That if we connect to the Borei Olam, then we actually become something. If we connect it to the true Metzius, and Am Yisrael, as a chelik in Hashem, has that koach, as we will hopefully see in future shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.